brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, last hour I played a bunch of key audio clips of the Manitoba State House admitting the SPP's real and saying how great it is. Now they're merging the governments. I played the news saying Ron Paul's delusional and insane, basically, and that there's no Trans-Texas corridors, no nothing. It's like denying the sun came up this morning. I got a bunch of other key stuff we're going to be getting into in this hour. U.S. says it has a right to kidnap British citizens. Immigration at record levels, federal numbers show. Ron Paul warns Republicans that they face certain defeat with pro-war candidate. Saudi Arabia, Yemen to build their own border fences around their nations, but the U.S. can't have it, and they say they're using oil money to do it from us. Another report here, the last days of the U.S. dollar. Utah Highway Patrol, reasonable to taser motorists for not signing ticket. They now say it's part of pain compliance or public torture, legalization of torture. And continuing here, we're going to get into a bunch of other important news concerning the wonderful immigrant invasion in France. France stunned by rioters' savagery with baseball bats and shotguns. That is just some of what is coming up, plus an update on Senate Bill 1959 to criminalize thoughts, blogs, books, and free speech across the United States. That is just some of what is coming up. But right now, let's get through a bunch of your calls we've been holding patiently. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Boston. You're on the air, Chris.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm doing a video. I got the audio of President Johnson's attack on the U.S. Liberty. And I'm confused on one part. I understand he had Israel attack the U.S. Liberty in 1967, June 8th. But who did he blame that on, is what I need to know from the video.
You're saying from the video. What video, sir?
I'm making the video. I'm a CG artist. I'm making my own graphics.
But you're saying you have the audio of Johnson?
Yeah, the whole phone call.
I didn't even know that was out.
Yeah, I have it. I'll email it to you when I'm done. I got my animation.
Where was this released from?
I don't know. My buddy just passed it to me, so I'm making a Google video of it.
Well, this is huge. Now, I mean, is this talking to Admiral Geist?
Yeah.
And he talks about the GD ship going to the bottom
of everything? He talks about blaming it on Vietnam, and it's Johnson. I mean, he swears, and he's like, I want that effing ship to the bottom. It's pretty, powerful.
Where did you get this?
My buddy, who is a sound engineer, sent it to me. He got it somehow. I don't know.
Huh. Well, please don't wait till the video's done. Can you put that
on? I have the whole audio track ready. I'm just waiting for
I can't play cussing on air.
Layer.
Listen, do me a favor. Do whatever you're going to do with the video, but this is huge. Is there any way for you to compress it, not too much, though, on the web?
I have it on MP3. I'm a CG engineer, and I have to do all that.
Okay, well, can you send it to Aaron? I'm looking at him out the window. Can you send it to Aaron at InfoWars right now, sir?
Yes, I will. I have another point.
Hold on. I'm having heart palpitations here. This is so exciting. So,
okay, sorry.
I mean, I know they've released something like 10,000 hours.
I have the 911 tapes, too. Nora talking.
I know that's been released, some of it, yeah.
Yeah, I have all that.
Let me just stop you. I'm going to hold you over, sir, so don't feel like I'm rushing you. I got to ask you questions right now. Now, I know they first released 3,000 hours, another 2,000 hours, and some. I forget how much it is now, but in the last 5 years they've been releasing in huge blocks, thousands of hours. I guess somebody went through all those. They've been posted by the Johnson Library here in Austin at UT. I know no one could listen to them all. I've gone and listened to hours of them. C-SPAN's posted like 5 hours a few years ago and said in it was Johnson admitting that they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. And I had to listen. Sure enough, it was. Ended up being up to like 4 in the morning to find that. But stay there. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. Stay there, sir. Man. And see, we can't do it all. It's people like you, this listener, who are out there, Chris in Boston, who are ferreting all this out.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are talking to Chris in Boston. He says that he's got some of the, I guess, newly released LBJ tapes where he's on the phone to the fleet out in the Mediterranean. And I've interviewed two of the admirals who were on the line because they were sending it via radio relay. That is, Johnson calls off the telephone, then it relays out to the fleets. And I've talked to multiple admirals here on air and their officers who heard the phone call about that GD ship going to the bottom and bleeping this, bleeping that. Turn the planes around. Don't give them any help. I'm not going to embarrass our allies. We have the tape, of course, and have aired it many times, where LBJ is on the phone with McNamara, and McNamara is explaining that they're going to stage the event with the USS, what was the name of that particular destroyer in Tonkin? And then there's the next day, that was in the evening, it's the next morning, and he's on the phone to LBJ, basically telling him, okay, you're going to give a press conference, you're going to say they attacked the ships, it's very important that they not know that we staged this. And Johnson is told what to do by McNamara. This is the same guy that green-lighted a plan that Kennedy said no to, McNamara, to attack U.S. military bases with U.S. forces dressed up like foreign armies, and to bomb D.C., bomb Miami, commit sniper attacks in the U.S., how to frame patsies, hijack jets by remote control, kill astronauts in orbit, John Glenn, namely. They're not playing games, okay? They don't play games. And don't forget, this really didn't get as much attention as it should have. A month and a half ago, Gary Hart of the Hart-Rubman Council on Foreign Relations Committee sent a letter to the mullahs, to the 12-member council in Iran, saying, look, our government has staged events before. So don't think that just because the vast majority of Americans are against the war that we won't attack you. You better submit, because the question you've got to ask is, will we stage another event? I mean, Hart is just out in the open now. They might just come out on TV and say, we did it, America, and you better submit to us or we'll start killing you en masse. I mean, these people, because they know the majority of Americans know it's an inside job now, and so it's just kind of like an open thing now. Okay, we're hardcore. What you going to do? Yeah, there's a North American Union, but half the public's dumb, and so we're going to tell them it doesn't exist. What you going to do? Yeah, we're building FEMA camps. We're going to put it in the major newspapers like the Houston Chronicle. What you going to do? Yeah, we've created $1,500 trillion, $1,500 trillion in derivatives as a tsunami of cash to buy up the whole planet. It's all fiat. If you don't like it, we'll shove a gun down your throat. We're going to bankrupt the whole planet and consolidate it all. If you don't like it, we'll send a SWAT team by to blow your head off. These boys don't know which end is up, but they know they like to pull triggers. All right, let's go back to Chris, who's busily trying to send this to us. Hey, Chris, don't worry that we've got Macs. We've also got PCs. Send it however you want, and we will air this before the show ends. I'm going to do some Google searches during the next break. It's probably already out there if people are hearing about it. I'm sure it's part of some new tape release, but you say your friend sent it to you. Please continue there, Chris.
I have it on MP3. Can I put my mic next to it and see if you recognize this, if this is new or old or whatever? Can confirm it, sort of.
Well, I'm going to have to hear a little better than that to tell you, but go ahead.
Chairman of a congressional committee. I don't know what the source is, but anyhow, it's broken. And it seems to me State and we and George Reedy ought to agree now on a statement that could be made by one of the departments, I presume the Pentagon. But before doing that, I want to ask your permission to do so. The statement that we would make,
Okay. Is that new, or have you heard that before?
That sounds like him talking to McNamara.
Okay.
Is that no. That's McNamara.
I have 22 minutes of audio. I don't know how much audio you heard.
Well, don't crunch it too small, or we won't be able to play it if it sounds like hammered you-know-what.
No. They're separated in different files, but there's a total of 22 minutes of audio.
Well, according to the admirals and people who heard it, because, you know, the president was coming over to a whole bunch of people listening, he was screaming and yelling at them. But you said there is audio of screaming and cussing?
Yes, in the middle of it. There's 22 minutes of audio. I mean, how much audio did you hear?
Shit, what do you mean, how much audio did I hear?
I mean, how much audio is there of LBJ talking about this? How many?
I don't know. It was always classified. They told people they'd kill them if they ever spoke out, but the admirals and captains and people still did speak out. You're saying they've released thousands and thousands of hours. And so...
Oh, so someone probably condensed it.
Yeah, I would imagine. Look, I'm going to have to Google this. It's hard to sit here and talk on air and do surgery. Let me just stop you. What I'll do is I'll have everybody who is in the... you know what? You just go ahead and say what you want. Go ahead.
That's about it. There's 22 minutes of audio, and I'll let you go through it and hear everything for yourself. And then
you said you had some questions for me.
Yes. Basically, all I need to know is... U.S. Liberty for my video on this audio. Who did we blame that on?
Well, they were able to sink the ship with the Pentagon in conjunction with Israel. If Israel would have been able to sink the ship, which they tried to do for hour after hour, as you know, with torpedoes, white phosphorus, 50 cal cannons, if they were air and, of course, sea attacks, if they were able to sink it, and they did blow a 30-plus foot hole in it with one torpedo, they were going to blame it on Egypt. But we've had the captains and admirals and Admiral Moore, former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, he just died a few years ago, on covering all that. And now declassified communiques in the Chicago Tribune just came out a month ago for the 4th or 3rd anniversary, confirming that Israel's said that's an American ship, we don't want to attack it, and the fighter pilots were ordered 3 times. We reported this 10 years ago. The pilots had already gone public. So we have it from the pilots, And they said, those are allies. Like, the main Israeli pilot leading the Mirages and another one flying leading the squadron of Desant missiles had reported and said, no, we did attack it premeditatedly. These pilots had been trained in the U.S. They had buddies who were in the U.S., and they argued and circled and said, but that's a big American flag. No, that's an American ship. They're 13 miles out. They're not even in our water. I don't want to attack it. And they came back three times and finally said, that is a direct order. You're going to be court-martialed if you do not engage that ship. Attack that ship. Now, we already had that from the pilots. No debating. Now, declassified National Security Agency intercepts that the Navy review had and that the congressional hearings had but kept secret have been released. That must be what that is.
I guess,
since only the transcript was released, now that makes sense because they just declassified it this year. I guess, because it's 40-something years later, I guess that's what that is. No, it's not 40 years. It's exactly 40. That's right. It happened in 1967. So it was the 40th anniversary. 40 years later, they usually declassify 35 or 40 years later. They just declassified 40 years later. And so that's what happened. Listen, I will get your number just in case I have trouble.
I have Yahoo installed right now. So just give me your Yahoo name because it's too large to email. So Yahoo will work.
I can't give my Yahoo over air. I'll just get
not over air, but or something.
I don't know what we're gonna do. I just can't do
okay.
it anymore.
MSN's fine.
You know what? Give your number right now to John, and I'm gonna have Aaron call you. Okay, right now, just get his number. I could go to music right now. The problem is, see, I do news gathering on air. It's very, very frustrating because I'm having to calculate, I'm having to think, I'm having to put two and two together. I haven't even confirmed this tape yet. This is a big deal. And then we've got to race against time and cut the cuss words out. John, give him your info. You're on PCs. Give him your Yahoo. John, are you listening? I want to make sure because I know you're doing five things at once. Good job. Get from Chris. Give him your Yahoo account and then have him send it to you there, okay? And get his phone number, for heaven's sakes. Let me just find the Johnson tape right now. I'll just do this on air right now. I just get sick of doing this radio show. I'll just be flat out frank with everybody. What I'd like to do is just pure research all the time and make films 24/7. I'm a filmmaker. But then I need the radio show to interface with all of you and get all this information. And the radio show funds everything I'm doing. And I'm not whining right now. I'm just getting really mad because there's so much I want to do, and I want to be able to do it. I wanted to be able to do it properly, and I want to be able to take your calls. And I've got literally 10 more audio clips I want to play and tons of news I want to bring you. And just everything is just – I just want to get the info out. I have this burning desire to get it out, and I want to get this out before the show ends. Jim and Mash, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Let's try to see if we can talk to him.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I know you're pressed for time. I have two quick points. I don't know if you caught the debacle on Good Morning America this morning.
No, what was it?
Okay, well, Diane Sawyer interviewed four young adults from Afghanistan. They were probably between the ages of 19 and 21, and she was asking them all the questions about what kind of music from the West do you listen to and blah, blah, blah. And then she got to the question of, so what do you think about Osama bin Laden? And they said, Osama bin Laden? There's no such person as Osama bin Laden. That's the CIA agent that the United States cooked up. And you saw her jaw drop. And they're like, yeah, that's something the United States cooked up so they could go to war. Everybody knows that over here. And then she cut to another question, and she asked, well, how many percentage do you think of young people in your country, Afghanistan, jump on board with Osama bin Laden? And they said, well, it's a very minute amount of people, probably less than 1%.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this. Yeah, their whole house of cards is falling right now, and that's why they'll probably stage some giant, filthy attack and then pose as saviors. I'm so sick of watching killers in suits sit up there and con this country. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Okay, yes, the National Archives, on the 40th anniversary of the USS Liberty attack a few months ago, released what appears to be hundreds of hours more. We've got listeners sending us all these different National Archives and other links. What I need you listeners to do is to go to the PrisonPlanet.com forum. I wish I had, it was like a big newspaper and had hundreds of employees. I don't. I need you to go to the PrisonPlanet.com forum and find me all the sources for this you can, because Chris is saying from Boston that his friend just sent him this, because even though we've just found the tapes ourselves, we need to be able to fully source it or know where in the files to find it. That's the problem with all these documents. and all this audio is that you have to plow through it. And so next time, listeners, somebody sends you something like this, ask them. So I just got an instant headache last section. I'm sorry, folks. This is not a game. It's not fun to be a talk show host. It's not fun to be the big shot, the king, Alex Jones, like they call me on the web of conspiracy. I don't like it. I can't stand it. These are hardcore killers who attacked our own ship to try to go to war. I'm just sick of all of it. And I'm sick of all you out there that think this is a patriotic good government. It's a criminal government! So we're getting that audio. We should have it by the end of the show. We've also got to cut out all the cussing. But you know, PBS airs cussing. NPR, I'll be driving home sometimes and hear cuss words if it's documentary. If it's not done for lewd purposes, maybe we should just air it with the president cussing. You know, I watch PBS Frontline. They have cussing on it if it's real. Now, there was cussing on the floor of the house, but they... Now, we'll cut it out. We'll cut it out. But you should hear this slime ball cussing. It's the president we're talking about. You have a right to hear this. I just commend Chris for calling in with it. I just... I'm literally like a hunting dog, folks. And it's like I'm having to watch rabbits be released out of a cage running down the forest path, and I'm literally just chewing on the grate of the... you know, on the... enclosure I'm in, wanting to get out and get at the New World Order. I'm going to settle down. Think of all the other jewels that are just laying in all these tapes and all these other presidential tapes. That's why they were supposed to release, what, 5-6 years ago, all the Kennedy stuff, and they said, oh no, it's declassified again to 2023. We're going to declassify it for 60-plus years now. Or 50-something years, you know. We're just going to not going to let you ever have it because, you know, it's there. They accidentally declassified that Oswald was a CIA officer. Not that we didn't already know that. I mean, we've already got E. Howard Hunt going public. We already knew it. He'd been photographed at the scene, arrested by Dallas police, running the operation. I said I'd take your calls. Jim and Mass, go ahead and tell me what else it was.
So Diane Sawyer, I think, got her hand caught in the cookie jar because her face dropped and, you know, almost hit the floor. And when I was in college, I was always taught you don't ask a question unless you already know the answer to. So I thought she was going to get something totally different. So you could just see the, you know, her face drop. So hopefully you'll be able to, you know, capture a clip or that. Maybe somebody's going to put it on YouTube or something. But
and then they went on to say, you report, they went on to say, that they asked her, well, how many people support the Al-Qaeda? And they're like, that group isn't even really around here. Very few.
Right, yeah. Because I think what they were trying to get at is to see that how the young people are radical and so forth. And they were like, no, all our friends and all the people that we know in our portion of the country, only about maybe 1% are even ascribing to that ideology. And, you know, they brought up the thing about if he's so sick and stuff with dialysis and everything, why can't anybody find him in the caves? They said this is purely a United States fictitious character that they made up just to, you know, advocate going to war, not only here and
there. And let's be clear, it's not the United States. It's not the U.S. that attacked the USS Liberty. It was Israel and criminals that run our government. Right. And it was not our government that staged the Gulf of Tonkin. It was criminals running our government. Listen, if somebody hijacks an 18-wheeler and starts running people down the road, it's not the fault of the Peterbilt 18-wheeler. It's the fault of the person that hijacked the truck. You see my point? And you're right. My point to the listeners is, they always tell me, well, you're bashing America talking about this. You should shut up. No! This is people using our government, using our name to do this.
Right. Could I make a final point real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last week, I remember you talking about the Second Amendment. Well, here in Massachusetts, it's up to the local police chiefs to dictate whether or not you get a permit for a gun or not. You can have a spotless record, no criminal background, model citizen. All he has to say is, no, I'm not going to give it to you, and your only recourse is to bring him in before a judge. And he doesn't even have to give the judge the reason why he's denying you a permit.
Yeah, it makes them local gods. I knew that about Mass.
Exactly. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for all your fine points. We'll be right back. Try to get the rest of your calls. Bunch of news here. I've been put into a complete frothing greediness for this clip.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting these supposed recordings of the USS Liberty conversations between Johnson, McNamara, and Admiral Geist. Now, I'm going to believe it when I hear it. I believe Chris believes he has these recordings. I know they have released the NSA intercepts of the fact that the Israelis didn't want to attack the ship and were ordered to, and they knew it was a U.S. craft. That's Chicago Tribune now, for all the deniers out there. But I've interviewed multiple admirals, chairman, joint chiefs of staff, on and on and on, the judge advocate general who was secretly told to cover all this up. I've interviewed them all. All, I mean, just literally, I probably had 100 interviews on this. Literally, over the last 10 years or so. And we already told you this, and people couldn't believe it, but we'll just see. Ooh, he's already sent us a couple of the 7 clips. John, have you found out yet which one of the clips is the famous statements about GD ships to the bottom and bleeping this, bleeping that? He's not sure. Bro, we're going to try to go through these clips for you. We're going to try to analyze them while John does the job of three people. A radio network this side would normally have about three people in the back room. There's one guy answering the phones, running the show, and doing everything. That's John Harmon. So I commend John. We'll try to get this for you, and we'll try to listen to it. John, just drop everything once you have the clips. Start listening to the first clip. Find me the clip. Confirm if it's Johnson. Let me hear it during another break. We should be able to play this by the end of the show. This is huge news. And somehow I need to get these up in web format so I can get a prisonplanet.com or truthnews.us story out on this. As this develops, we'll confirm whether this is accurate or not. The waiting here is just driving me absolutely crazy, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm frothing. Toby, Scott, Giorgio, and others. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. But right now, Trevor Lyman, who runs the TeaParty.com, TeaParty2007.com, and also runs Rudy's reading list. They raised, I don't know, $600,000 or so on Friday, and then it caused another boost the next day, a couple hundred thousand more. They're now at like 10.5 something. I mean, I checked last night. It was 10.5 million. So we got the big Tea Party coming up on the 16th, and we're just going to go ahead and shoot for the 16th. I hope the giving and hysteria begins before that, because 2 days it could really go supernova. But we'll go for the 16th, and everybody I know is going to give again, and this is going to be even bigger than the last. The catapult Ron Paul into, he's already getting as high as 15 percentage points. First it was 4, then 8, then 15. In New Hampshire. He's still low in Iowa. The media is trying to shill with Huckabee as if he's the only choice for conservatives. But Ron Paul is in prime position across the country. And joining me is Trevor Lyman, who came up with the, or picked up on the idea and ran with the ball, just with an update on how the money bomb went Friday into Saturday. For the small amount of promotion it got just in a week or so, I'd say 500,000 extra smackers on top of what they usually get. It's a pretty good job, Trevor.
Sure, sure. I don't think they are upset with it at all. I think they're pretty happy.
But the big one, the big one, I mean, tell folks how many pledges you've gotten alone for the money bomb on the 16th of this month coming up in 13 days.
Sure. I think we just broke 24,000. It's very close, if not. And we, again, on November 5th, we only had 18,000. And we, you know, we ended up doing 4.3 million. So, this time, we're already beating it. We have two more weeks to go, which is about the same time that we had to promote the first event. So we're in good shape. We could, you know, get it up to 35, 40,000 pledges, who knows, by the time of the actual date. Now is the crunch time. I think people are going to start promoting more than ever now because, this, you know, this is it. This, you know, the date's coming up. And who knows how much we can do? I think
now, how much have the 24,000 people that have pledged to give? How much have they pledged to give a piece?
Well, it's $100 each. So, but with that, so again, we saw this on November 5th. It didn't count for, you know, many of those people who will give a lot more, and also the number of pledges that listed there doesn't count for the people who are going to give something but can't give $100. They won't pledge, but they will give on that day.
What's 24,000 times 100?
It would be 2.4 million. But again, we had 1.8 million pledged before, and we ended up doing 4.3. So I guess it's a ratio of about 2.2 or 3. So we should probably see, you know, right now we're probably in the vicinity of the 5 to 6 million. You know, but again, you know, the bottom line is to do it on the day and to go to ronpaul2008.com and donate there, and we'll see what we do. But I think we're going to do very well. I know that we're going to beat November 5th. I'm very confident about that.
Well, we actually have a clip of Ron Paul talking about this, and we'll be playing that coming up in the next hour. And he said that, yeah, that he thinks more than $4.3 million will be raised, and he said it's going to be another big day. He said we have another big day planned, so the campaign's definitely now seeing this as their baby. And they can't take the historical thing that already happened, 4.2 plus mil coming in one day, another half million the next day, and then another half plus million in one day this week, which we saw after effects Saturday and Sunday with increased giving on the chart. Where is it right now at ronpaul2008.com?
I think you were right when you said about 10.5. It's right about there. So 1.5 million, he breaks his goal. I'd love to see us break that goal of 12 million before the Tea Party, because then we get in the news twice. So, but we'll see how that goes. I imagine people are still giving. Might happen. But at any rate, we'll blow past everything. And then again, there'll be another run-up at the end of the month because people are going to just want to run up the score for the you know, total quarter and results.
Absolutely. And fire out the different websites that people can visit.
Sure. There's teaparty07.com. And for the December 15th, we wanted to, you know, make that a day of action to get out there. And the site's just getting going now. You could actually still go to it, though, and sign up. It's at rightsrally07.com. And basically we're just saying, you know, to pledge if you intend to be out there on the street, you know, being a part of a sign waving or a sign bomb or passing out literature, you can go ahead and just enter your email address. There's no money involved, so everybody can do it. Basically, we want to get that number as high as possible so that, you know, it just feels good to know that you're not alone and everyone else is out there working with you. It's very motivating. So if you want to go to Rights Rally 07 and sign up and, you know, show that you're going to do it and also motivate others to do it as well.
Well, this adds to the whole momentum, and exactly. It gets more people to jump on board. And this is going to be coming up the 16th, the Boston Tea Party Day, ladies and gentlemen. And we need the hype to be huge on the 15th and the lead up to it. And, you know, I think it'd be a good idea to try to hit 12 million by the 15th. That could be the goal. That would be a way to start momentum up to the 15th to try to get the other million and a half in by the 12th. That's pretty much sure to happen. Probably happen before then. I mean, before the 15th. And then on the 16th, try to get at least, what, 5 million donated?
Sure, or more. Hey, let's do as much as we can. but yeah, if we hit 12 million before, then the press will go crazy with the 12 million, and anyone can, you know, do some research themselves and see all the articles where they compare, you know, how close he is to 12 million. They'll go crazy about it. When they do, they'll be calling in, you know, there'll be all kinds of press for Tea Party 07, which will only make that even bigger. So, yes, definitely hitting 12 million before.
And they're going to have trouble spinning this. They're going to have trouble spinning this like they did Guy Fawkes Day. And again, Ron Paul could win. He could win in primaries. All the big polls, all the big numbers. Ron Paul said himself on CNN this weekend that Republicans better vote for an anti-war candidate or they're insured to lose. The White House is already preparing for Hillary to come in. Republicans better realize that a vote against Ron Paul is a vote for Hillary. And even if Ron Paul didn't win, we are building a big national patriot movement. We're building a liberty movement, a freedom movement. We are building the grassroots. The establishment is already saying unanimously this shows a political shift and that both old line parties are completely discredited and in deep crisis. And so this is just good, good, good on every level. History like this only happens every once in a while. Be part of it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving, you cannot lose no matter what happens with Ron Paul because exactly like you said, it only gets the message out. The bigger the day, the more the message will sink in, which means it's a setup to take back Congress, to take back House.
And it's a perfect lead-in. It's a perfect lead-in to 17, 18 days later with the Iowa caucus and then New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Trevor Lyman, fire out those websites again.
Okay, sure. Teaparty07.com. RightsRally07.com, which is for the December 15th. And for anyone who is interested, there's also RonPaulBlimp.com. We're trying to get a blimp in the air. We've got 50,000 raised already. And if we do it, I don't think there's a person in this nation that won't hear or know the name Ron Paul. That's the goal.
A big blimp floating around with Ron Paul on it.
Exactly.
Well, I also, you know, I talked about having people have Cessnas dragging banners around, and then I was presently surprised to find out in Florida for the straw poll, they had a whole bunch of planes flying around with Ron Paul on them and streamers behind them. So people are spontaneously out there. Anything I can think of or you can think of, they're already doing. That's the excitement about this. Trevor Lyman, I cannot thank you enough for all you've done.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody out there who participates, and thanks for letting me come on.
Thank you for coming on. We're watching this USS Liberty thing. Have you been able to listen to those clips? They are working, John? You mean you're halfway done downloading the first clip? The whole thing. Okay, that's exciting. Have you been able to test it yet, though? I thought he was doing it in seven parts. Folks, I know if you put your brain power together, I want to play this before the show ends. If you put your brain power together, you can go type in tapes of LBJ, USS Liberty. You can find all these declassified tapes, cull through it, find it. Because I'm not just going with the hope this is going to work and that we're going to get this. Aaron, have you had any luck yet? Because I'm not sure what those hand gestures mean. I just sometimes I feel real nasty, and this is one of those days. What's going on?
Having left waiting. I've been told it's going to be sent to me. It's not on that archive site.
Okay, whatever. Thanks. No, I know you're trying. Good job. Good job, man.
Yeah, how close was Ron Paul to being the top money getter for the whole quarter?
Ron Paul's already the top money getter for the whole quarter. He was the top money getter so far, unless somebody surpasses what he's done. He's already raised like $500,000 more than anybody else. Yeah, that happened Friday night. Okay, let's go ahead and I'm just mad about our radio station, one of our great affiliates, having illegal aliens go up their tower and run up a Mexican flag. You know, I'm just sick of it, man. I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I just get really nasty feeling about all this. And I just get sick of all the criminals and sick of the New World Order and sick of all the things they're doing. And I don't understand why the Mexican story with the flag is not up yet on PrisonPlanet.com. I just don't understand it. Okay, let's just see what a caller has to say here. Who's up next? Toby in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex, this is Toby. How you doing?
I'm all right, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I love this country, and I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't think the country had been hijacked by a bunch of maniacs. But I was in the Air Force, and for 2 years, 94 to 96, I worked on the E-4B, which is the mysterious plane that they filmed over D.C. on September 11th.
That's the big command and control continuity of government aircraft.
Yeah, the warplane. I inspected the oxygen masks and the inflatable rafts and everything on the plane. I worked on the plane for 2 years. I dormed with the engineers and other people, and other enlisted people that worked there. And I haven't seen the specific tech order, but it was understood in the time that I was there that the general rule was there are four E-4B planes. I don't know if I'm crossing the line telling you this, but whatever. Three of them have to be on base and under maintenance and inspection, while one of them has to be around the president wherever he is. Well, D.C. isn't Florida, so something, you know, is messed up right there.
No, that's actually come out, that they always have one of the planes in the vicinity of the president and the others are on standby. And even though CNN said that, not the specifics. Look,
well,
man, the things up there, it's just a bunch of sick killers, you know? I mean, what do you do?
Now, I checked out a room at my local library, and I'm going to film Press for Truth for people. And that's something anybody can do, too. I was the one that was out protesting last Sunday with my family.
Good job. Let me ask you a question, Toby. What do you think it means that this black op shadow government plane was over D.C., I mean, in the minutes while the Pentagon was hit, meanwhile Bush is in Florida?
It means that the protocol wasn't being followed that day, for sure. For sure.
But that aircraft is to coordinate continuity of government.
Right, right. And I don't know about, you know, the specific jobs and machinery on the plane. I just know about, you know, the safety, the oxygen masks and stuff. But I know the general rule was that one was supposed to be by the president and three are on the ground. Have you ever played the Davin clip from Popular Mechanics?
Well, which clip is that?
Where Davin was interviewed on an Arizona radio station from Popular Mechanics. He was the 9/11 debunker editor for Popular
Mechanics.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard the one where he sounds like a complete moron.
Yeah, anytime they talk about this, it just falls apart. Anytime they talk about it. I tried to do a radio show about this, and people would call up joking and stuff, and I just could not take it. I had to quit.
I know, it's not a joke that we have hardcore murderers running our country.
Yeah,
now declassified that Israel and our own government staged the USS Liberty attack. I mean, that's declassified, the text of it. And still, it's just all a big joke. They stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They stage the Liberty. They stage everything. Ha, ha, ha. They carry out 9/11. I mean, it's not debatable that the hijackers were U.S. government agents, according to the embassy heads that were ordered to let them back in, the head of the Defense Language School. It's all mainstream news, back of the paper. There's no debate the CIA was running drills of hitting the same targets at the same time, superimposing fake blips over NORAD so they would be confused and they were ordered to stand down. There's no debating. We have murdering killers running everything, and the dumb yuppies are just stumbling around giggling and laughing about it all.
Do you think that Sabelle Edmonds should forget about 60 Minutes and just make a video and put it on the net?
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. She says, for years, I mean, we talked to the media. I won't talk to any alternative media and force the story out. I'm waiting for the controlled media to interview me. I've been gagged. I've been told not to speak out. You know how much danger she's in not speaking out? When... Good to hear from you, sir. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Listen to 20 plus minutes of this and confirm it's Johnson. I've got the transcripts of some of his cables that have been released and declassified. We're trying to match them, but I know McNamara. I even know his three different secretaries' voices, and I know Johnson's voice. I can tell you right now, this is McNamara. This is Johnson. Now, we're trying to track this back in thousands of hours of audio, which has been released, to exactly where it came from to confirm this. This is huge news. I believe this is the first time it's ever been heard on national radio. Now, we've got to cut out a lot of cussing. And so we got to play a little bit of this, and then John, by himself, has to scramble and try to cut all the cussing out. You can hear this never-before-heard Liberty audio. Here's a little bit of it. Here it is.
Secretary McNamara is calling you again, sir. Hello.
General Wheeler and I are sitting here together. We just received a cable from Admiral Sharp making three recommendations with respect to our destroyer tracks and enemy action responses. I wanted to mention it to you with a recommendation. I've discussed this with Dean Rusk, and he and I are in agreement on the recommendation. Sharp recommends first that the track of the destroyer be shifted from 11 miles offshore to 8 miles offshore. This makes no sense to us. We would recommend against it. His purpose by shifting the track is simply to make clearer that we believe the 12-mile limit is not an effective limit on us. We think we do that adequately by sailing at 11 miles as a
minimum. Okay, stop right there. See, that listener told me that, and I've heard this, that's Gulf of Tonkin. Now, he says it's got the cussing and the screaming about the Liberty, so somebody may have sent him a compilation. That's why I get mad, folks, because I don't like something to be announced here and then not be the case. Fast forward a little bit, John, so I can listen to it during the break when we get in there. Now, I haven't plugged this yet today, and we won't be around if we don't do this. And plus, these are powerful tools. They're running around saying there's no North American Union. How about you see video of Bush saying it, and Merkel, and Barroso, and the rest of them? How about that? How about you get in-game blueprint for global enslavement, and how about you go viciously buy a DVD burner, dual DVD burner? You guys are still running me the president's audio. And how about you go buy one, and how about you jam an in-game in there with a big stack of dubs, a big stack of blanks, and how about you start making copies of in-game? And how about you start giving them to people and knowing it's one more inch closer to us bringing these murdering criminals to justice? It's one inch closer to us exposing all these criminals that keep running around lying about all the things they're doing. It's one step closer. I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to get Loose Change Second Edition, and I want you to get Loose Change Final Cut Just Out, incredibly powerful, and I want you to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I want you to give them to everybody you know. And I want you to get up right now, and I want you to call right now, and I want you to get them! 888-253-3139. This is the Info War. Nothing can stop us with God's aid if you take action. Nothing can stop us if you'll just get the films and get them out to everybody. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership and just burn my TV shows, my special reports, all my films to disc. Give them to people. Go in there and just burn them and 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 burn them. And while you burn those DVDs and CDs, you're burning down the New World Order. Make no mistake. Here are the coordinates. PrisonPlanet.tv. Attack. Get in there in the info war. Attack. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Just get in there. Or call 888-253-3139. Turn yourselves loose. Unleash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.